Meineke and Bourbonnais opened its doors over 30 years ago in 1991 in the same location it's always been, off the corner of Latham Drive and Route 45. What began as the place to go for mufflers and brakes soon turned into a full-service auto repair center after Bill took the shop over in 2006. Now Bill is celebrating over 17 years at Meineke on Latham Drive, and the shop is busier than ever. From full computer diagnostics to engine repairs, tires to tune-ups, oil changes, air conditioning, classic car repairs, and more, the list is shorter of what Bill and the crew at Meineke don't fix. And that's not much. So next time you have a concern with your car or truck, call the friendly folks at Meineke on Latham Drive in Bourbonnais, or make an appointment online at Meineke.com. Meineke, doing car care right for over 30 years in Bourbonnais. Welcome to Kankakee Podcast News. I'm Jake Lamore. This week's episode is brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. It's more than just cakes and cupcakes. It's the perfect treat for every occasion. Here are your local news headlines from this past week, with today being Friday, April 19th, 2024. Shots rang out in Kankakee's 1600 block of East Maple Street around 10:45 last Friday night, April 12th. WVLI reports Kankakee City Police responded to find shell casings, slugs, and blood in a parking lot. Witnesses reported a white Ford Expedition entering the lot, with someone firing rounds from the sunroof before fleeing. Police traced the vehicle to a residence on South Osborne Avenue, where they arrested 32-year-old Stephen J. Allen on multiple weapons charges. The incident was captured on video, aiding in the investigation. You may have heard a loud boom noise this past Sunday afternoon in the village of Bradley. A discarded lithium battery, possibly from a cordless tool, sparked a fire on a United disposal truck owned by Bradley Mayor Mike Watson this past Sunday. The Daily Journal reports while collecting garbage, a fire erupted, likely due to the battery. Watson suspects lithium batteries, known fire hazards, caused it. Despite smoke and flames, no injuries occurred. Watson emphasized proper disposal of lithium batteries. A Kankakee business owner is grappling with a significant loss after a burglary at their Birch Street establishment early Tuesday morning. According to the Country Herald, approximately $2,700 worth of alcohol vanished, discovered when the owner arrived to find the front door ajar early Tuesday. Police noted no signs of forced entry, hinting at insider involvement. The stolen inventory, spanning various alcoholic beverages, poses a substantial blow to the business. Authorities are actively investigating, urging community assistance. Any sightings of the suspicious activity near Birch Street or tips leading to the recovery of stolen items or suspect identification are encouraged. Kankakee Mayor Chris Curtis announced on Facebook Tuesday that the bid for the East Riverwalk project came in at $5.53 million, far exceeding estimates. Consequently, the City Council voted to reject the bid at Monday night's meeting. However, Curtis sees this setback as an opportunity for innovation and cost-saving measures without compromising the park's design. The East Riverwalk team is working on a new approach for the rebid. With optimism and determination, Curtis assured that the project will move forward with multiple bids and substantial cost savings. He emphasized the commitment to completing the park without burdening future generations with debt, relying on grants and philanthropy. There will be a fundraiser for the East Riverwalk project this Monday on Earth Day at Yannicky's Root Beer Stand on River Street, happening all day. Kankakee City Council also gave the green light on the solar farm project along Waldron Road near Grace Baptist on Monday. Construction will start next spring in 2025. The villages of Manteno and Bourbonnais solidified its partnership with Visit Kankakee County. The Daily Journal reports both Manteno and Bourbonnais village boards adopted the new intergovernmental agreement this past Monday. Starting July 1st, under the new formula, Manteno's annual dues will be about $70,000. Bourbonnais will pay $60,000 annually. The Kankakee City Council is set to vote on the agreement Monday, May 6th. The Kankakee County Board also plans to be a part of the new Visit Kankakee County agreement. The Village of Bradley will not join in on the new pact and will withdraw from the organization at the end of June. Residents who live within the Bradley-Bourbonnais Community High School District will receive postcards urging participation in a survey for a potential referendum. According to the Daily Journal, Superintendent Matt Vosburg updated the BBCHS District 307 School Board Monday on facility planning, highlighting public opinion research as the next step. A $70 million plan emerged as the top choice at community meetings, with $5 million from school district reserves and the rest from taxpayers. The survey aims to gauge community sentiment with QR codes for online participation or options for paper copies. The board anticipates a decision in June. Additionally, bids for the HVAC upgrades totaling $1.2 million were approved on Monday. The Kankakee County Democratic Central Committee has a new chairman. Kankakee Alderman Dave Barron announced on Facebook Thursday that fellow Kankakee Alderman Mike Cobbs was elected at Wednesday night's meeting. Up until Cobbs' election, Dondi Maracle served in the position for the past 2 years. A Bourbonnais resident is set to have her video featured on America's Funniest Home Videos. The Daily Journal reports 23-year-old J.D. Estes of Bourbonnais found herself in the spotlight as a finalist on America's Funniest Home Videos after her hilarious prank on her mother with oversized eyelashes went viral, racking up 14 million views. The video's success caught the attention of AFV, landing Estes among the top three finalists with a shot at winning $100,000. Filming took place at her home via Zoom, adding to the excitement. Tune in to ABC this Sunday, April 21st at 6 p.m. for the segment. Estes and her family are eagerly awaiting the broadcast, hosting a viewing party. In a thrilling moment for the Kankakee County CEO class, James Bretlaff, a senior from Kankakee High School, clinched the first place in the National CEO Pitch Competition. Broadcasting live, the announcement stirred excitement as Bretlaff secured the top spot, earning a prize package worth $2,500 and more. Judged by industry luminaries including Auntie Anne Byler and Derek LaLiberte, the competition tasked students with crafting compelling 30-second video pitches. All Kankakee County CEO students participated, marking a collective victory. Join them on Saturday, which is tomorrow, at Northfield Square Mall from 1 to 3 for the trade show, showcasing their entrepreneurial prowess. The McGraw School of Business at Olivet Nazarene University hosted the second annual Creator Conference and Pitch Competition this past Monday and Tuesday, as reported by Olivet Nazarene University. The event aimed to inspire entrepreneurial ventures among students and build connections with professionals like Auntie Anne Byler and Brett Hagler. The conference featured Spark sessions, a biz block party, and a pitch competition. 10 high schools participated in their own pitch competition, with Lake Zurich High School's Project Grounds emerging as the winner. Undergraduates also competed with Wade Sickles from Olivet Nazarene University's Top Flight Drone Company, securing first place. Emmett Wolf received the Tiger Award for innovative technology use. Visit creator.olivet.edu for more details. Clove Alliance, a beacon for support for sexual violence survivors in Kankakee, is seeking volunteers for its upcoming 40-hour crisis intervention training starting on Monday, April 29th. According to a press release, the training covers survivor support, legal rights, and rape culture. Graduates can volunteer as crisis hotline advocates or in various roles. Benefits include certification and CEUs and CPDUs. The session runs Monday and Wednesday evenings and two Saturdays. Interested individuals can apply at clovealliance.org/volunteer. Clove Alliance will also be hosting a business before hours this Wednesday, April 24th, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at their office on West Court Street in Kankakee. The beloved Kankakee Farmers Market announced its vendors and music acts for the 2024 season. The first farmers market of the season will be Saturday, May 4th. To see the full list of vendors and music performers, look up Kankakee Farmers Market on Facebook or visit downtownkankakee.com. Time now to find out what local events are happening in the area this weekend. First is our live music happenings with King Music on Broadway and Bradley. Use promo code KankakeePod at kingmusic.com for 10% off your order. April is also International Guitar Month, and King Music is celebrating with plenty of sales on everything guitar-related.
welcome music lovers to the heart of Kankakee, where the rhythm of our city pulses with the beat of live music. This is Ben King, your guide through this week's sonic landscape of our vibrant community, proudly brought to you by King Music and the Kankakee Podcast. Picture this, the sun dipping below the horizon, casting a warm glow over the bustling streets. People of all ages, backgrounds, and tastes converge upon our local venues, drawn together by the promise of unforgettable performances. And now, let's take a sneak peek into this weekend's upcoming music events that'll have you tapping your toes and moving your feet.
Tonight, Ryan Leggett will be at Inside Out in Gilman starting at 7:30. Big Dog Mercer will be doing a live recording at the Roxy Theater in Lockport at 7 p.m. Tonight is also opening weekend for BBCHS's Sweeney Todd at the BBCHS Auditorium. Coming up tomorrow on Saturday 4/20, Astro Circus will be at the Dam Tap in Kankakee at 8 p.m., Todd Hazelrig at the Lush Vine in Kankakee at 7 p.m., Neil Deno at Ryan's Pier in Aroma Park at 7 p.m., King and Ross at Evil Horse Brewing in Crete at 7 p.m., Hyper DJ at the Corner Tap in Wilmington at 9 p.m., Not Yet at Cams and Q's in Kankakee at 8 p.m., Sweeney Todd at BBCHS, and KVTA's Seussical the Musical at LCC in Kankakee at 7 p.m. On Sunday, Susan Williams at the Dam Tap and KVTA's Seussical the Musical at LLC in Kankakee once again at 2 p.m., and of course, Sweeney Todd being performed at BBCHS.
So mark your calendars, spread the word, and let the music carry you away. Keep tuning into the Kankakee Podcast for weekly local music events. Until next time, let's keep the rhythm alive, Kankakee.
In other music news, the lineup for Merchant Street Music Fest 2024 in downtown Kankakee was announced this past Thursday. This year's headliners include Vertical Horizon, Local H, and others. Some of the local acts featured this year include the Southside Social Club, Leah Evan and the Lowdown, Cosmic Rewind, Bezo and Friends, and the Kankakee Community Gospel Choir. Merchant Street Music Fest takes place Friday, July 26th and Saturday, July 27th at Harold and Jean Minor Festival Square in downtown Kankakee. Tickets and more information can be found at merchantstreetmusicfest.com. The Taiwan Hagler Basketball Tournament will be tomorrow at the KVPD Rec Center on Indiana Avenue in Kankakee from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be a Home Buyers and Sellers Expo at Adventure Commons in Bourbonnais from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Kankakee Dream Wedding Expo is this Sunday at the Kankakee Civic Auditorium from 1 to 4 p.m. And fathers are still needed as volunteers for the Day with Dads event, which is happening next Friday, April 26th. Eric Peterson from Project Headspace and Timing and the Kankakee County Veterans Assistance Commission is here with the details.
So Project Headspace and Timing is partnered with Duane Dean Behavioral Health and their violence prevention program to bring local dads into schools in Kankakee County to take over the school for the entire day and to teach all things dad, like how to tie a tie, how to change a tire, how to fold and throw the perfect paper airplane, and much more. Our next event will be on Friday, April 26th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at King Middle School in Kankakee. If you are interested, please contact the Duane Dean Behavioral Health Center at 773-640-9801 and tell them that you would like to register for the Days with Dads program. The second date will also be announced soon. And please note, in order to be at the school, participating dads will need to have a background check done at the school on the day of the event. We hope to see you there.
Those are your Kankakee Podcast News headlines for Friday, April 19th, 2024. Brought to you by Nana's Bakery and Cakes on Broadway and Bradley. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. This Monday on Kankakee Podcast, we will be joined by Jack and Jory of the Kankakee County Museum to talk about Kankakee's connection to the famous sculptor George Gray Barnard.
His father was a Presbyterian minister, And he actually was more like a traveling minister. So he went from different places that they lived, and one place that they settled in for a time was Kankakee. And he was a boy. George Gray Barnum was a boy when he lived here.
Please follow and subscribe so you don't miss that episode and the ones to follow. Have a great weekend.